Track 3. Rodolfo is Mrs. Wormwood's dancing partner. His slim figure is poured into skin-tight black leather trousers, their wide flares studded with glittering rhinestones. His long-sleeved black shirt is close-fitting too, and unbuttoned nearly to the waist, revealing his smooth chest with its heavy gold medallion and chain. His long, dark hair is shoulder-length, and he's clean-shaven with razored sideburns. Mrs. Phelps is the librarian who first encourages Matilda in her love of reading. She's a black woman with the kind face of a good listener. She wears multicoloured layers of patterned clothes, topped by a long turquoise-coloured cardigan. Her mass of corkscrew curls is held back from her face with a patterned scarf. Mrs. Phelps pads around her library in Converse trainers, pushing a metal trolley of books for shelving, but she's always ready to leave them, pull up a seat and listen to Matilda's stories. In the library, the tall bookshelves slide across the back and the library clock appears with the letters T-I-M-E instead of the figures 12, 3, 6 and 9. Large wooden alphabet blocks in different sizes are used as seats. For the story Matilda tells Mrs. Phelps, she first uses two ragdoll puppets about 30 centimetres tall to act it out. Later her two characters come to life and join her in telling the story. They are the escapologist, who is a circus performer, in a red leotard over a sparkling white bodysuit. Over this goes a sparkling red cape and a glittering red top hat, with a crown made up of padlocks, keys and chains, the tools of his trade. He also wears a distinctive white scarf with silver embroidery, a gift from his beloved wife. And the acrobat, who is the escapologist's wife, a tall, dark-haired, beautiful girl. Her performance costume is flame-coloured satin. With it she wears a spectacular headdress composed of sparkling sticks of dynamite amid flame-coloured ostrich feathers. Another visitor to the library is Miss Honey, who is soon to become Matilda's teacher at Crunchham Hall. Miss Honey lives up to her name, with her smooth, shiny, honey-coloured hair falling straight from its side parting to just below her shoulders. Of medium height, she's slim and pretty. Her modest, retiring character is expressed in her quiet clothes, a knee-length flower-print dress, pale pink tights and a fluffy pink cardigan. She often wears round gold-rimmed spectacles, which she keeps on a cord round her neck. Miss Honey's home is a run-down hut. It's set on a platform 3 metres square, raised half a metre off the stage. The only furniture is a camping stove and some old wooden crates for tables and chairs. Her bed is a mattress on the floor. Behind the house, stretching across the stage, is a wall of blocks with an image of the brown clapperboard hut, a white fence and a flowery meadow, with the words Home Sweet Home written on the blocks. Miss Honey is constantly bullied by Miss Trunchbull, the all-powerful headmistress of Crunchham Hall. Played by a man, she's an alarming figure who towers over everyone around her. Her outfit emphasises the massive torso and shoulders developed in her years as an Olympic medal-winning hammer thrower. She wears a long-sleeved brown smock of thick, stiff, oiled cotton, cinched in with a wide leather belt and reaching to just above her knees. Under this is a white shirt and tight knee breeches of the same material as the smock. Long ribbed wool socks with turnover tops reach up to her bare knees. Her shoes are flat, brown leather brogues with fringed flaps over the laces. Miss Trunchbull's iron-grey hair is scraped back from her pale face into a tight bun. Her eyes are full of suspicion and her jutting chin seems to express her aggressive, obstinate personality. She has a whistle on a cord round her neck which she blows to call order. For the PE class, she appears in a very short pleated grey skirt and hooded sweatshirt with Trunch on the back in large white letters and lots of badges sewn onto both sleeves. Her Olympic medals are often hung round her neck. The school uniforms at Crunchham Hall are traditional. Grey flannel blazers worn with grey knee-length shorts for the boys and grey gym slips for the girls. All wear white shirts and a striped grey and red school tie. The boys wear caps and the girls felt hats, and they carry brown leather satchels on their backs. Matilda and the other first years are neatly dressed, but the older children have taken the usual liberties with their uniforms, shortening their skirts, loosening ties and so on. Matilda's best friend at school is Lavender, a lively little girl with a bright, cheerful face and lots of initiative. Also Nigel, Amanda and Bruce, who all get into trouble with Miss Trunchbull. When they arrive at the school for the first time, Its gates loom up in front of them. Grey blocks make the high stone walls each side of the tall iron gates. The ironwork is made in a pattern of squares, and the pupils inside climb up it and stare out like monkeys in a zoo. The words Crunchham Hall are chalked on a blackboard surface across the top of the gates, and red shields with the school crest hang either side. For the classroom, the wood squares in the floor rise up to become desks and seats with iron legs. The rows of seats face away from us towards the wall-mounted blackboard at the back of the stage. In the school gym, the wall bars are another pattern of squares. There's also a trampoline, a big thick gym mattress and a vaulting horse, which is a square wooden box nearly as tall as the first year's with a padded leather top. The control centre of the school is Miss Trunchbull's study. Once again, the back of the study is a shaky pile of box shelves. The shelves are filled with rosettes, cups, ribbons and shields, all prizes from Miss Trunchbull's sporting career. Alongside them, a shelf stacked with old-fashioned TV screens. One screen is showing old film of Miss Trunchbull's finest sporting moments. The others are CCTV, showing what's happening in different parts of the school. Facing this wall of screens and prizes is a scruffy wooden writing table with iron legs and a high-backed wooden office chair with its back to us. The table top is covered with heaps of papers, a heavy old-fashioned black dial telephone, a whiskey bottle and a glass. Mr. Wormwood has been selling his used cars to some Bulgarian businessmen. Their leader is Sergei, a tall, strapping man with a menacing manner, who's taller and much broader than Mr. Wormwood. He wears a flashy black suit, shocking pink shirt and a black overcoat with matching pink lining draped around his shoulders. His henchmen, including two women, wear black suits and different coloured shirts, and the whole group wear dark glasses. Mr. Wormwood's tacky car lot has a couple of strands of tinsel stretched across it, and is manned by a mechanic in grubby overalls with a dozy expression. Adult actors play the older children at Crunchham Hall, as well as parents, doctors, nurses, dancers, and Sergei's Bulgarian henchmen.